joined the Islamic State terror group, has been brought back to his hometown to face terror-related charges. Omar Kuzu appeared in a Texas courtroom Thursday, charged with conspiring to provide material support to IS, according to the U.S. Justice Department. Omar Kuzu again appeared in the courtroom. Prosecutors say he left the U.S. in October of 2014 with his brother, bound for Istanbul, Turkey. Several months later, they were smuggled into Syria. He says that he was taken to Mosul, Iraq, for weapons training and pledged allegiance to the IS leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Upon his return to Syria, officials say that Kuzu, now 23, was captured along with about 400 IS fighters by U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces in March, after fleeing with about 400 other IS fighters as a terror group's self-declared caliphate in Syria ultimately collapsed. The United States on Friday will pull out of the intermediate range nuclear forces treaty to develop its own new warheads after the Russians refused to destroy their new missiles. U.S. President Donald Trump is expressing optimism a new agreement can be made to replace the historic Cold War pact.
Russia would like to do something on a nuclear treaty, and that's okay with me. They'd like to do something, and so would I.
And U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the expiration of the treaty will heighten the threat of ballistic missiles.
The world will lose an invaluable break on nuclear war, and this will likely heighten, not reduce, the threat posed by ballistic missiles.
U.S. officials for months have complained that Russia turned a deaf ear to pleas from officials here and in Europe to halt its violations of the treaty, especially developing and fielding of the C-8 ground launch cruise missiles. This is VOA News. North Korea on Friday fired unidentified short-range projectiles off its east coast in its third launch in a week.